Nyawa Skenaka Gwego. You're listening to Gyno. Gyno is a Seneca word for music or song, and I'm your host, Brett Mabee. Coming to you from the Allegheny Territory of the Seneca Nation, each week we take a listen to incredible music from different indigenous artists from all across Turtle Island. You're invited to enjoy the music in the chat. My featured artist today is Melody MacArthur, originally from Treaty 8 territory in northern Alberta. She now resides in Edmonton. She's a force to be reckoned with, who's released 4 full-length albums, all since 2018, with 9 singles that have made it to the Indigenous Music Countdown. She's nominated for 5 awards at this year's Native American Music Awards, and was nominated at the first ever International Indigenous Hip-Hop Awards. Today we're listening to her latest album, Kismet, and kicking things off, featuring Jakota, is Wildling. Turn it up and sing along. You're listening to Gyno.
I get down to the beat. I get wild in the street. And when I catch a vibe, you know I can't deny. You were driving right by when you caught my eye. And no, he can't compete. You match my energy. What do you say, baby? Are you a fancy freak? You know I move too fast to put you in the past. Cause if I put it lightly, I want you next to me. Cause I'm a wildling. Now watch me dance and sing.
Kick off our hour together. That's Melody MacArthur and Wildling from her brand new album Kismet. Welcome back. You're listening to Gyno. It's your host, Brett Mabee, checking in with you from the Allegheny Territory of the Seneca Nation. Excited for today's featured artist. As I was mentioning in the introduction, she's really hit the ground running. Since her first album in 2018, she's released 4 full-length albums, has had 9 singles on the Indigenous Music Countdown, has been nominated and won numerous prizes, is up for some nominations right now as we speak with the Native American Music Awards, and so much more. So at this time, once again, I want to welcome Melody MacArthur to Gynote. Nyawe Scanout. I'm thankful you're well. How's it going today?
Benson Itzigasun, Melody MacArthur. I'm from, right now, Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. That's kind of my home base. I'm originally from what we call in Canada, Treaty 8 territory, where the 8th treaty was signed. And currently in Edmonton, Alberta, we live in Treaty 6 territory. I'm going great right now. I appreciate this interview. Thank you. Hope you're well, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Having a great day. And I'm excited to be able to talk about your evolving craft today because, you know, I already mentioned you have 4 albums on your belt, and they're all different, too. And I think that's exciting. We're going to talk a lot about education. We're going to be able to tie in a lot of your work outside of music as well. And, of course, the real reason why we're here to talk about your amazing new album, Kismet, as well. But let's rewind a little bit, and for the sake of the new listener out there, please do me the honor and tell listeners out there a little bit about yourself.
So my name is Melody MacArthur. As I said, I'm originally from Treaty 8 territory. I grew up in a very tiny community known as a hamlet. I have also lived on, as in America you would call them reservations, here we call them reserves. I've lived on a few of those communities as well, and urban centers. I have a degree in psychology and sociology. I went to school for about 6 years when I was 19 until I was about, I guess, would that be 24, 25?
Yeah.
I didn't start my musical journey until I was about 1 year away from graduating university. I had been paying attention to just my schooling, my education, and I became a young mother of 2 stepchildren who are still in my life and I'm still raising. And as they got older, I just decided, you know, it was time to really venture back into my creative side and found a producer that I knew who worked with other people that I was familiar with and who were doing well at that time. His name is Thomas Brabeck. He helped me write a lot of songs, and I put out my first album, like you said, in 2018. I had no funding for that album at all. I was a student for kind of half of it. So it took me about 4 or 5 years to complete that album. And by the time I was done, I was like, oh, this isn't for me anymore.
it was a wake-up call.
Yeah, I worked it all the way up. And I was like, I don't want to write like this anymore, you know, because it was country music. Like I had told you, like, that was the only exposure I had in a very small community, right? Sure. It was country music. And that's all I knew for a long time. And then this new sound found me, thankfully, thank creator, I guess, too. It was probably, as they say, kismet written in the stars. But someone from the Red Rockers, a duo, an Indigenous duo, they're producers, and they also make their own music as well, kind of came up to me, approached me, sent me messages asking me if I'd be interested in one of their projects. I listened to it. It was very house techno kind of vibe, and I'm like, this is not what I've been doing, but it is what I love.
Right.
And so I took a shot at it, and, you know, after working with him on that project, which I don't believe has even come out yet. He started sending me other music, other instrumentals, just like seeing, you know, do you like this? Do you like this? And yeah, I'd work with it. And that ended up becoming the second album, Indigenuity, where I was really feeling out this new expression of myself, this new sound. I didn't even know what to call it. I think the audience kind of decided for me that it was more, it had like a very 90s R&B vibe to it.
Sure.
And then other people would tell me it was pop. So I was myself confused. Where am I at? And so that album was a lot of learning. And then so then when I went into Rising Waters, the third one, I kind of had a really good vision for what I wanted to do. And I wanted it to have elements of hip hop. I wanted it to have elements of dance. And I knew I wanted to include an artist who had a little bit of that sound that could accommodate that. So that's why I had Robin Sizek on it for Glow Up. And that song went to the IMC as well. And I think it hit top 10. And that was probably my first one since the Redneck Reservation album. So that was my first one that hit the IMC. So I knew I was onto something.
Sure.
And then Learn to Breathe from that album went to number 1, right? And so I knew I was on the right track. And so with this latest album, I've got my sound, I think.
All right. Have these last four albums and your journey thus far been a little bit of a chiseling away at your craft and finding your sound? Or is your statement, don't box me into a corner, you know, because I can do this and this and this, and really want to showcase that diversity of ability as well?
It's a bit of both. Okay. I think that myself as an individual, I just am a diversified person because, yeah. I mean, I have about three different professions at the moment.
Wow.
So I do the music, and I have been writing court reports specific to First Nation, Métis, Inuit offenders in the Alberta justice system for the last almost decade as well. That's a contractor job, so I do that as well. And then I work with my husband also doing construction, installing flooring.
Wow.
So, and I enjoy being a diversified person.
Sure.
It is a lot, and it's overwhelming sometimes, but also just within the music scope itself, I do a lot of different things, right? Wearing a lot of different hats. I don't have a team, and I almost kind of like it that way. But I am reaching out for certain things, certain people that I would like as a part of my team. But I do enjoy doing the manager stuff. I enjoy doing mentorship. I enjoy doing the business side of it. The thing that I enjoy the least, but I do it, is taxes, right? The accounting and all that stuff. That's difficult in itself,
yeah.
But I do it, you know? So I'm already wearing a bunch of hats in this one area of my life. I think that's just me as a person. So yes, I really do kind of express myself that way musically as well. And I like it. I mean, the industry doesn't like it itself that I'm not putting myself in a box or trying to. They want to define me. And even people like audience fans want to define me. And I just want to kind of encourage. We don't do that.
Right.
I just think, let the music speak for itself.
Exactly. And I kind of think, you know, that is, we're in a little bit of a shuffle generation, I like to call it, you know, where we do have a lot more eclectic taste. And I think it's still very much for the same reason. I mean, that you grew up liking country music or listening to country music. That's what was available to you, right? That's what you knew. You listened to what your parents listened to. And then as you get older and you start to forge your own identity now, I mean, and it just so happens that we live in this internet age where you can see all of the music that's out there kind of unfiltered as well. You know, if you want to find it, it's out there. And I think this is really indicative of your amazing craft, your evolving craft. And I'm excited to come back and talk specifics about Kismet. You have a lot of great collaborators on this album and a team of producers. In fact, we already heard one of the features on this album, Jakota. As we kicked off our listening today with Wildling, you were kind enough to provide me with a couple of recommendations as well. And of course, this has been a favorite feature of mine here on Gyno. A, it helps me to learn about new music, but B, and more importantly, it's a great way for artists to support their peers and really lift them up. And so we're going to get one of Jakota's solo songs on here as well. Welcome to the Matriarch is going to be winding down this block. Also have one from Doc Native featuring Spencer Batiste, and it's coming up right after this one. It's the title track of Melody MacArthur's Kismet, today on Gyno.
They said they couldn't see me winning. They said I'd go nowhere. I'd do nothing. Say nothing. They said I'd stand like a pillar of patriarchy. And I'm a master of matriarchy. Just look. Now I'm everywhere you want to be. She used to be a friend of mine, that was until I caught her rhyme. Now it's like she never knew the damage that a girl could do. And I'm on the right track, but I don't look back. Best believe that I got it like that, that I remember back then when he called me heaven. Said another walk by and away he went, went. But I'm on the right track and I wouldn't look back.
I still fight. Hey, this is Adrian Wall with Innistate. Welcome to NV1.
As a matrilineal society, the Onlegs Ujalam, daughters of the rivers, are the Haida women who hold the responsibility to protect Haida Gwaii.
In our political process, that independent, strong voices matter and that we can do all this differently.
And they just pepper sprayed me for no reason. And if anyone knows the law, trust me, I know it.
Welcome to the matriarch. This is a dedication to all the matriarchs. Welcome to the matriarch. All the women in the front who are leading the march. Welcome to the matriarch. This is their time, they're here to leave a mark. Welcome to the matriarch. Welcome to the era of the matriarch. Our women are rising, take a look around. Harnessing their power, never backing down. Hear the beating of the drum, that's a sacred sound. This is unceded territory, you're treaty bound. We had treaties way before the Constitution. They came with all their greed, disease, and their pollution. When we let our women lead, that's a real solution. They still try not to acknowledge their contributions. Not knowing the history to me is what's troubling. If you don't know the laws of the land, then you're stumbling. Women on the rise, and they're here to lead the covenant. Jody Wilson-Raybould with an independent government. The heartbreak of our children stolen, we're still healing. We're revealing all of the truth that you've been concealing. Female-owned businesses breaking glass ceilings. The struggle our women go through, you'll never know the feeling. Welcome to the matriarch. This is a dedication to all the matriarchs. Welcome to the matriarch. All the women in the front who are leading the march. Welcome to the matriarch. This is their time, they're here to leave a mark. Welcome to the matriarch. Welcome to the era of the matriarch. Stronger than ever, we're never giving up. We're showing up to the legislator with fists up. Protesting the way we're treated cause we've had enough. They tried cultural genocide but it made us tough. I said it already, we're never backing down. We're never gonna quit, look where we're at now. We're protectors of the land cause we know how. Global warming, look who you need now. Destroying our planet with all your chemicals. Black snakes and pipelines to be technical. This is sovereign territory, you're not welcome here. You showed up with all of your guns cause your weapon is fear. Let me help to break it down, let me make it clear. You're gonna have to take our life to remove us from here. Let me light a smudge, we gon' need to pray. It's time of the matriarch and they gon' lead the way. Welcome to the matriarch. This is a dedication to all the matriarchs. Welcome to the matriarch. All the women in the front who are leading the march. Welcome to the matriarch. This is their time, they're here to leave a mark. Welcome to the matriarch. Welcome to the era of the matriarch.
Jakotas, welcome to the Matriarch. Winding down that block of our listening on today's episode of Gyno. Welcome back. It's your host, Brett Mabee, checking in with you. And I do have the great good fortune of being joined on the phone with Melody MacArthur. We're here to talk about her journey thus far. It's a relatively new journey. She released her first album about 4 years ago and has already an incredible output of music. And before going any further, I do want to say congratulations, Melody. It's my understanding you're up for not just one, but what, 5 nominations at this year's Native American Music Awards?
Yes, that's right. If I can remember correctly, I think it's Best Pop Artist, Best Female Vocalist, Best Debut Artist, Best Pop Video, or maybe just Best Music Video. And then the fifth is Song of the Year from an album.
Wow.
Oh, wow. I'm amazed I remembered that. I think I was just working on it yesterday. That's probably why.
Right on.
Well, yes, I'm very elated and thankful to the committee for having chose me and giving me the opportunity to be nominated in the first place, and for my peers and whoever voted for me to get this far. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, best of luck to you at this year's awards. And, well, I mean, Jakota, he's also nominated at this year's awards as well. And you guys have gotten pretty close over the years through collaborations too, yeah?
Yeah, so I first kind of got wind of him, knowing who he is, when I went to the Indigenous Music Conference in 2019 in Winnipeg. And Winnipeg here in Canada is like the epicenter of Indigenous music.
No doubt.
They really have a lot of resources there.
Sure.
And so I guess it's just fitting for events to take place there. But
yeah.
That's where I went, and I saw him at an open mic live. And that was my first introduction to him. I started following him on Instagram, and we didn't really talk, but, you know, kind of liking each other's things and knowing that each other are there. And one day he sent me a message asking me if I'd be interested in putting any of my original music on his streaming platform called Tribe Music. And I was. And, you know, I've seen some very good revenue from that. And I hope that other Native artists will join me in working with him. It's kind of like DistroKid for Indigenous artists,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, super cool.
So Tribe Music, yeah, that's the place to go. And when I kind of had him on the line there, I was like, this is the perfect opportunity to finally ask him if he wants to do a collaboration, because I had a song in mind. It was called Wildling, and I just thought, you know, the vibe would be so fitting for his artistry and what he puts out there and how he sounds. And he was vibing with it. He loved it, and he said yes. So yeah, like a funny thing happens when you ask people to do something, sometimes they agree. I'm really grateful to him for that, because then we output Wildling, and it was more than I could have dreamed it was having him on there. So I'm grateful to him for that.
Your love of collaborations is pretty evident throughout all of Kismet as well. You're bringing a lot of different producers on board for this, yeah?
Yeah, and you know, to be honest with you, when I first started making music, there's no features on the first album, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm correct, I don't think there's any on the second either. I went through this part of my life where I was really closed off until taking a lot of courses and going to Canada's Music Incubator. I learned that really getting further in this business requires you to collaborate and network and know people and have relationships. And that was hard for me, because I had been in some situations with other musicians as a young girl, both older than me and my age, where things just kind of didn't work out right. And I got burned, and there was a lot of just like betrayal, I guess you could call it. And it really scorned me from working with other people for a long time. So it took me a long time to get over that. And I'm glad that I did, because collaboration has really opened up my world and made the music even more richer. And yeah, I'm just really grateful that I was able to get past that part and invite people in, because like you said, Kismet has probably been the best thing I've put out there. And it is probably because I've had so many different eclectic inputs from different people.
Well, once again, it really is a fun collection of tunes. And as we're discussing this evolving craft of yours, you know, I'm really curious to see where you're going to go next with it. But anyway, we'll save that for a little bit later in the conversation. We still have a lot more to talk about with this album right here. So, well, let's talk about this for a second. What is Kismet? What does it mean?
Kismet is an English word that is actually spelled differently. I spell it with a Z to make it a little more flavorful, I guess, and a little more personal to me.
Rezzy.
Yeah, exactly. And it just kind of loosely means destiny, this idea of things being written in the stars or meant to be, right? And which is something that I follow to a certain degree. I follow it kind of fluidly, in the sense that I do believe some things are meant to be, but they only happen if you take action on them.
Sure.
And you listen to the kind of, as Spider-Man would call it, the Peter tingle, right? You feel it.
Yeah.
You listen to your gut, and you go against the grain, and sometimes you get into an uncomfortable situation. Because I like what I learned in the Canada's Music Incubator is that there is a comfort zone, but the magic happens outside of it, right?
Yeah.
And in practice, that is what I've learned, and I do believe that that's true. So Kismet to me is how I've built my life and what I have control over, and trying to adapt to the things that I don't.
Right on. Well, Melody, we have a little bit more time to talk, but I want to get as many of these great tunes on as I can today. So we'll come back and talk future plans in just a few. Let's see. How about another recommendation? Who else do we need to hear?
We need to hear from my friend and my mentee and my musician accompaniment sometimes, Lena Daniels.
Lena Daniels. All right, you got it. In addition to Lena Daniels' God Took You Home, we're also going to be hearing one from Carson Gray. I have some Nimkish coming up right after this one from Melody McArthur's Kismet. Asara Noote, you ought to sing along with this one. It went to number one on the Indigenous Music Countdown. It's Melody's Unseated today on Gaino.
Strength you tried to take from me. Now you're a foe. I am a